This project was supported by Creative Europe. We presented an application last year in the first call called Audience Development. And to speak about this fantastic call, I'd like to give the floor for a few minutes to Agnieszka Mudy, who is the head of the desk here in London. And we have also Francesca Walker somewhere here from Creative Europe London. And then we're going on about the project.
Thank you very much for a warm welcome, Federico, and very pleased to be here to welcome you to today's celebration of Fredet School. It is my job to tell you about Creative Europe, what Creative Europe is and what it does, and that will hopefully help to place this project in a wider context. So Creative Europe is a funding program of the European Union. It runs from 2014 to 2020 with a budget of 1.5 billion euros to support the audiovisual industry. Recently, it has increased its focus on audiences. So in addition to our funding for producers, distributors, exhibitors, now we can offer funding to professionals active in the fields of film education, film literacy, and audience development. And Fredet School is one of those projects. Well, it's obvious for us all working in the industry that growing audiences, developing that taste for cinema from early years in someone's life is crucial, especially in the days now that film is competing with so many different forms of entertainment in the current environment. So growing audiences of tomorrow is absolutely essential for us. A lot of good work is going on in different European countries, and a lot of good practice is there. There's centers of excellence. We do care about film literacy. What was possibly missing was the European dimension to that good work. And this is where European Commission could play its role by trying to put some funding aside to internationalize all that effort, to incentivize people to work across borders on common projects, exchanging best practice, learning from one another, working together. So Fredet School is one of those supported projects, and today we'll find out much more about it. But I just wanted to mention one or two others so you understand the wider context. One other funded project is led by the organization I work for, which is British Film Institute, and it's a European Framework for Film Education. So it's a massive, unprecedented effort to support the development, design, management, and delivery and evaluation of film education programs in more than 20 European countries. That hasn't happened before, and now we're working together, learning from one another to deliver in that area, as all of Europe practically, if it's 25 countries. Another project led by Cinekid in the Netherlands is developing a European catalogue of films for aimed for young audiences. Unthinkable, but we don't have one. We are working not knowing quite what's happening in other countries, what films are even available already there on the market. So that is being developed through the common effort of people working on a project from different countries. And a slight personal favorite straight after Fred is a project led by Cineteca di Bologna, which is called AB Cinema, which is a collaboration of several European archives where they're trying to develop taste for cinema amongst youngsters, but not just any cinema. They're talking European classics, black and white films from the 30s. So if they manage to get youngsters to watch those instead of playing computer games, I think this will be a big win for us all. But today this is all about Fredet School. It's very encouraging to see that those projects are now beginning to bring fruit, and I hope that we will be able to support that type of activity in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Agnieszka.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.